Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Welcome to Supergirl Talk. Tonight we will be talking about Livewire, which was another villain showing up in National City. Let's see, Supergirl Talk, this is Season 1, Episode 4, which aired this week on November 16th, 2015, which is a Monday, up against Gotham. Definitely different shows, so I hope these two shows can coexist on the same night, same time, because they are so different. Gotham, we have the gritty, you know, bullets to the head, brains exploding, yada, 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 all that good stuff. But yes, tonight we will be talking about Livewire, which was another non-alien villain that was displayed on this week's episode. We are live right now. Please call in at 929-477-2786. Again, that number is 929-477-2786. We are live for the next 28 minutes, so please call in to Supergirl Talk. You don't have to be an expert. Just be a fan of the show and call in and let us know what you liked and what you didn't like, and we'll go from there. All right. Let's see. We have three callers on, so let me get them on before we start our Supergirl discussion. If you're a first-time caller, please don't worry. We will not bite. We are a very cool Supergirl fan, so we will not bite. Let's see, from Erico 239, who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up? Wow.
Hey, Matt. How's it going,
what
sir?
Great. I can't believe it. They did so good with Livewire. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was looking at it. I'm like, this is even better than, what was the Amazing Spider-Man villains?
Yeah, I was
Electro or something like that.
Electro was
She was better than him.
Yes. I mean, God damn. I mean, but she was a bit of a bitch in the episode, but
yeah, she was.
We're texting. But boy, it was great effects because I love seeing Supergirl fight a girl. I mean, it was so funny when she goes, "Oh, come on, you mean girl?" She's
right.
Just so good. I mean, she's my girl. Every time my friend John and I are watching it, we're texting, and he's been watching it from the very beginning.
Oh, okay, yeah, he has a few to catch up, but. That is awesome. Let's see. Let's go to another caller. We have a caller from 703. Who is this?
Hey, I'm going to stick with Jitters. How's it going?
Hi, Jitters. Hey, welcome to Supergirl Talk. You made the jump.
Finally.
Yay. Well, welcome to Supergirl Talk. As you know, it's kind of like the same formatting as we do the Flash Talk. So far, have you been liking Supergirl?
I haven't quite warmed up to it yet, but I'm hanging in there.
It might take a while. You know, for me, Arrow, it took me almost the whole season to kind of like, okay. It was a little slow for me, but towards the end, Arrow definitely won me over. But, I'm glad you're giving it a chance. Did you watch this week's episode?
I sure did. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, okay, and tell us why. Why did you think it was just okay? Like, why didn't it pop for you?
like, well, I heard they switched the order of the shows and some of the stuff didn't make sense, like Jimmy going back to his ex, and I was just all over the place. But I feel like that was just a situational thing. It wasn't something that was the fault of the show. So I kind of liked it. I feel like there's some holes that need to be filled in, but it was art. I like the fights and stuff.
Yeah, the effects are definitely up to par there, like Matt mentioned with Livewire. And also, I'm really surprised also with the flying scenes. I know we're already starting to see the stock footage where they kind of show the same face of Kara or Kara flying in the sky. But I really enjoy it. I love how they incorporate her flight in her fights. If you guys recall that earlier flight, fight with the alien that escaped at the DOA. At the DOE, and that's when Hank told her it was a girl, not a guy.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. Let's see, we have some more callers here for Supergirl Talk. Again, we're live right now, so call in. Area code 469. Who is this?
Oh, Chris from Canada.
Hey, Chris, how's it going, sir?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Sweet. Doing very well. Thank you. Did you watch this week's episode of Supergirl?
I did.
And tell us, what'd you think?
Well, if Joe was here, he would probably want to punch me, but I didn't like Supergirl and everything.
He would want to punch you?
Yeah.
Me and Joe would
touch
you. Because I'm kind of still not impressed by Supergirl.
Well, tell
and
us.
I'm not
tell us up. Why. Tell us why Supergirl's not up there for you yet. Because, you know, Jitters, she was honest, and she's like it's slowly warming up to her. I want to know why it hasn't warmed up yet, Chris. So tell me why Chris, who is from Kandor, the same bottle that Supergirl's from. Is it some Kryptonian beef you might have? What's going on here?
Maybe I'm mad because she got out and I haven't yet.
Yeah, and you're stuck in the bottle. Yeah, she was the one that got out.
I'm not. It hasn't really grasped yet. It's still kind of silly to me. But I do love the.
Wait, you said silly?
Cheesy, like
cheesy.
Why
is it cheesy?
It's still kind of that. I don't know. There's some moments that I haven't really I'm not saying that I hate the show. I don't hate the show. I like the show and everything. But I want that feel that I get when I'm watching The Flash or Arrow. You know, I still haven't got that feel yet.
Huh.
But I do like the episodes and everything. And I do not like that she's into Jimmy. I really don't, because I don't know.
Wait, you don't like that she's into Jimmy? Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see the chemistry between those two.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah,
let's go around the room. Do we see the chemistry between Kara Danvers
and
Jimmy Olsen? Let me answer while you guys are thinking of your answer. I think they do, because she totally acts different when he's around, and you can see she kind of like glows a little, like she gets a little like dorkier around him. And if you notice, she even picked up a phone call from him in the middle of her family's fight at the table. So she's definitely, I think there is something there. It's very, you know, gradual, because of course Jimmy Olsen is trying to sever his relationship with Lucy Lane, which is Lois Lane's younger sister, who happened to show up at National City. But I think he's just caught in two places now. Now that Lucy is back in the picture and Kara is the new girl, and of course he knows that she's Supergirl, so that adds another touch of flavor. But I think they're going to stretch this whole love triangle. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Do you think they have chemistry, Lois? Not Lois. Kara and Jimmy.
Sometimes yes and no, because between episodes 2 and 3, like every time when he goes up to her. I just love her laugh. I mean, every time I see her flirting with Jimmy, it's just so funny. I mean, I'm just in love with Melissa. I mean, every time you see her funny, dorky laugh, it's just, like, so cool. I mean, so cool and funny. She just does it so good. But still, I don't see any left triangle going there. They're just friends. And plus, Jimmy is just there to look out for her.
Well, you know, it's a little early for that. We're barely in episode 4, so I'm sure they're going to have
a... Did you catch that Toy Man Easter egg there at the end of the episode?
Yep, I sure did.
We're going to see Toy Man at some point.
At some point as well. All right, let's go to you, Jitters. Let's go to you. Your thoughts. Do you think they have chemistry? Back to Chris's original question.
I agree with Matt. I'm going to say yes and no. Just because, okay, I'm going to go with no because most of the time it just feels forced. But I'm going to say yes because when they were on the roof together and Kara told Jimmy that it's okay to let other people help you, that was the only time I felt like they had chemistry. But other than that, everything else feels
really
forced.
Oh, my gosh. I guess I'm reading a different book here.
No,
right.
You
well,
got that too easy.
No, some people get it and others do, but, you know, we'll soon find out as they're trying to learn their relationships between one another. You know, it takes a while to build that history, and so probably by the end of the season, we might see more of a convincing actor's portrayal of the two lovebirds. All right, let me read the brief description of this week's episode, Livewire, and stop me whenever you want, and we'll talk about that scene, okay? All right, after fighting an alien escapee, Kara arrives to Alex's apartment to meet their mother, Eliza Danvers, for Thanksgiving and invites Wynn. All right, we got her. Helen Slater, the original Supergirl that played Supergirl in the movie. How cool was that to see her again? I mean, we did see her in Smallville, right, Matt?
Yeah. Yep, I tweeted that out.
Yeah, she was
Lara.
Yeah.
She played Lara in season 7 episodes, Lara and Blue. And she's pretty good at the same.
Yes,
she is
now
so
she's
beautiful.
The Earth Mother in this version of Supergirl.
Yeah.
Are we liking her for the brief moment that we had her? Because if you remember, in the pilot, we only saw her with Dean Cain, which they didn't have any speaking roles at that time. But now that she's full-fledged in National City on Thanksgiving, did we like Eliza Danvers showing up? Let's go to you, Jitters. Do you want more of the mom?
Yeah, I like her. She's great.
All right, cool. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I did like her. I mean, I didn't like the way when they were all fighting when Alex and them didn't get along at Thanksgiving. But
see, that seemed forced. That fight seemed
that
forced.
Was it, yeah.
Like, all right, in this scene, you guys fight. Go. And they're like, I don't like this.
Yeah. And then I did like the way they did get along. And then the mom said to Alex, you'll always be my Supergirl. To her.
Yeah, and for some reason, the dad is either dead or not dead. Dun, dun, dun. Let's go around the room. I want to know, do you think the dad is dead or not dead, as Eliza Danvers stated that it might have been a cover-up? Let's go to you, Chris from Candor. Is the DEO hiding Mr. Danvers?
I wouldn't know, and I wouldn't say yes or no right now, but I don't know.
What's your
something
guess?
Is up.
What can you say if you can't say none of that? What can you say?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, awesome. It took you a while, but you said yes. All right, cool. All right, Jitters, let's go to you. What is the DEO hiding? Is it true that he's dead, or do you think they're hiding him?
I don't think he's dead. I think they're hiding them because it'll be juicy for the plot.
Yep. It'll be very juicy. And can you imagine the reuniting of the dad to the family dynamic?
Not at this point, but I feel
it'll
help Kara's character grow. So I'm going to say he's still around. But
you never know. He might come in and be the Jonathan Kent to Kara's, to Clark's Jonathan Kent on Smallville.
Yeah, that'll be crazy.
That'd be
I'd
cool,
love
right?
To see
give
John
him some
Schneider
fatherly
here,
figure,
sure.
You know, advice. All right, so back to the synopsis. Catco's shock jock, Leslie Willis, is demoted by Cat to trafficking reporting after a controversial bashing on Supergirl. During a severe thunderstorm, Supergirl tries to save Leslie, but a lightning struck them both with both electrical and magnetic powers, taking the name Livewire. All right, now this is my little beef right now. You know how in The Flash, Cisco pretty much gives the nicknames, and, you know, sometimes they stick and sometimes they don't. But where did Livewire get her name? Did she just, like, make it up? I am Livewire now. I'm no longer Leslie Willis. How are we okay with villains naming themselves? At least with Reactron, if you remember last week, Jimmy Olsen was the one that coined that name in the show, as it was revealed that Jimmy Olsen was the one that wrote the article and named Reactron. Are we okay with villains naming themselves? Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
Hell no. It needs to be someone naming the villains because...
Yeah, they should win at least be the guy that gives the nicknames, right?
Always Cisco over on The Flash, or like Winslow over in at Catco, or Jimmy.
Yes.
On Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, never mind.
All right, let's go to you, Chris. Are we okay with villains giving themselves their own names?
I could care less. But,
you could care less.
Are you done?
All right, Jitters, let's go to you. Well, you said you could care less. I don't know what else to ask. Jitters, are we okay with villains giving their own names?
I'm going to say no. Because it's better if you get it by reputation. It just makes you feel egoistic.
Based on what you do, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that guy can be the one who named them, the one who like Kara and Kara does not know, or like a bug.
Yep. One of those, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, the Livewire tries to take revenge on Kat, but eventually Supergirl stops her, and she is imprisoned by the DEO. At Alex's apartment, Eliza reveals to her daughters that years ago, their father, Dr. Jeremiah Danvers, offers himself up to work for Hank Henshaw for Kara's safety, and then died mysteriously, leading the girls to become suspicious of Henshaw. All right, so Hank... No glowing red eyes this week. Why do you think we didn't see red eyes this week?
And also, he did not age. He did not age.
Oh, that's
day.
True. But neither did the mom.
Yeah.
If you look at the mom, she didn't age either.
Yeah, but how old are they? How many years? I mean, they got to be...
I know. Well,
like,
you figure the girls were what, like teenagers by now? Remember when they went
they
playing out?
Oh, yeah. They're probably like...
At least like 13, right?
Yeah.
13, 14. And then you figure 10 years, probably 8 years later, that's where we're at now. 10 years, yeah. 23, 24. You know, you don't age that much in 10 years. Unless you do hardcore drugs or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to open the floor to you guys. Anything Supergirl that we haven't touched upon, now is the time. We are live right now, so if you're listening to our podcast, I know you're out there, you're listening, so thank you so much. Feel free to call in at 929-477-2786. We're on for the next 5 minutes. So let's start with you, Jitters. Anything Supergirl that we haven't touched on?
I have two things that really bothered me, and they both have to do with windows. The first time is when Kara flew in through her apartment window, and I was like, if someone was watching Supergirl the whole time, they would know where she was. Like, it just really
literally. They're like, we keep seeing her go in that same window every time.
Yeah, it just really bugged me. And then the second one was when she was with her sister and they were flying out. Like, why didn't they go back to the house in the window? Why would you go back through the front door if you left through
that's
the window?
That's so true.
The parents busted them. I was like, you could have kept them waiting
so
up
true.
Longer if you went through the window.
just go back in the way you exited.
Yeah, that's it for me, though.
So true. Well, what do you think about that, Chris? Why didn't they go back through the window?
I agree with Karina, and I don't know. It's just maybe they messed up. You know, they forget that she went through the window and went for that. Whenever they're filming.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, it definitely stood out for me as well. One thing that I want to point out that we didn't mention yet was I'm okay now that Superman is no longer, you know, is backing off from Kara. But, you know, it's so weird. It's like the brief interactions that she's had with him, they've always been, like, in shadow or she's, like, out of it. And I'm like, is that the only way you're going to see your cousin? Which I'm okay. But I hope that he might come back maybe towards the end of the season, which kind of defeats the purpose because, you know, it's all her. She wants to be on her own. She wants to handle her own wins and losses. And I understand that, but when there's another guy out there that can help you out, why go through that? So that was my only pet peeve on that, that it's pretty much the end of Superman that we'll be seeing on Supergirl. You know, for a while. So we'll wonder when he'll come back. All right, Chris, anything Supergirl?
I really like Kara and Kai Grant.
Yeah, that's kind of working now, right?
Yeah, I like that. Like, they are knowing each other. Even though I need to know you because now you know a lot about me. So it's like they're bonding. And also, she could be suspecting that Kara is Supergirl.
Oh, so but what makes you think of that? Like, well, what clues?
Well, at the end, whenever they were done with everything, they're in the office, I'm like, okay, I need to know you now because you know everything about me. And she has this look like she's studying Kara. So I got that from that.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Anything else?
Well, that's cool. They're working together. And another thing is I want her to pay more attention to the other guy.
The other guy, Hank?
No, not Jimmy. Yep.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy needs to stay with Lucy or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, Lucy Lane, we still don't know what the fate of her is because if you remember when they came back from their trip from Ojai, they were still hugging each other. So it looked like they kind of got back together, right? It looks like Jimmy gave Lucy another chance.
Mm-hmm.
That was the kind of body language I picked up, yeah. Do we want Jimmy to end up with Kara? Let's go to you, Chris. How do you feel,
no.
Fellow Kryptonian? Hooking up with another human.
I don't know because it don't really matter to them. I mean, it's like what? Sorry about that. Nothing came up.
Thank you, Chris. Always very clear in your thoughts. Let's go to you, Jitters. Do we are we gonna enjoy them being the couple later on?
I prefer she ends up with Jimmy rather than Wynn, but I don't want that to happen because I feel like Jimmy should have bro code with Clark, and he was sent there to kind of watch over her.
Oh, right.
He's dating her. That's how I feel
about
it.
So busting up that bro code. He's like, dude, I sent you to protect and not sleep with her. What's up?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Maybe. Do you think that will be like let's say later on they get all hot and heavy and Jimmy's the one, no, I can't, bye. And she's like, what's going on? Like, why is he always leaving? And, of course, later on it's revealed that he's like, I don't want to mess with Supes, so no, we can't do this. That'll be funny to see in the future.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys so much. I want to thank Matt from Florida, Chris from Candor, and also a newcomer, Jitters, to Supergirl Talk. Jitters, tell people how easy it was to switch over to another podcast.
It's really easy. Usually Jesus tweets out when he's live, and you just click the link and call the number, and there are different ways you could join in. So it's really easy. Just follow us on Twitter or follow Jesus. It's Super Real Talk.
Yes, thank you so much. That was a great commercial there. All right, Chris,
I love
shout-outs. Let's wrap up the show. Give us a shout-out, Chris.
It was a great episode, I guess, and I miss the other two boys. I don't know where they are, Joe and Francesco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so call in, guys, tomorrow.
All right, cool. All right, Jitters, the floor is yours. Let's wrap up the show.
Great show, and thanks for having me on.
Yay, and thank you for calling. Tomorrow we will be doing the Flash Talk and DC Comics Talk. So join us tomorrow if you're free. And have a good night. This is the
night.
End of Supergirl Talk. Bye.
See ya. Bye.